Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Kerrigan is here. How about that? Yeah, our good friend Karen is back. Karen is a 1997 model. That's right. She's an original founding member of the show, let alone Brain Trust. We got her right out of elementary school, right, Karen?
Yeah, could you call me a 1997 model? I like that.
Yeah, how about that? Isn't that nice? Hey, listen, I got charm dripping off my elbow here, Karen. And Karen, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, is one of my favorite people on the planet. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Nobody does more for small business owners than she does. She's the pound for pound. She's the best. She's the bulldog, and she's our good friend Karen. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Oh, great. Happy Monday.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. So, okay, I told the audience earlier in the day that you were going to be here, and we're glad you're here. So what are some of the things, you know, one of the things that I'm really troubled by, Karen, is a lot of people keep talking about the fact that we've got, we had a negative quarter in 2015, first quarter 2015, but what I keep reminding people about are two other things. This is a year-over-year duplication of what happened in 2014, and also in both of those same quarters, the stock market's hit a record high. Karen, negative numbers on Main Street, Wall Street hits record highs two quarters year-over-year in a row. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, you know, obviously, business owners and entrepreneurs, Main Street, you know, real Americans, are just having a very, very difficult time. And as you know, Jim, with my members, with SBE council members, when I talk to them, I mean, this has just been sort of the longest period of struggle that they can remember. You know, starting before what was then deemed the financial crisis, the Great Recession, and now sort of this so-called economic recovery. I mean, you're talking 8 to 10 years now of just really having to endure a period where you do not have any traction or robust growth in the economy.
We're well into a lost decade, aren't we?
We are, and that's what, you know, Ray Keating, our chief economist, calls it the lost decade. And even if we would have had, you know, the growth that the average growth over the last, you know, 50 or some odd years, and, you know, sort of that strong growth when we come out of recession. You know, I think he estimated that our economy would have grown by $3.4 trillion more. So the reality on Main Street is not great, and a lot has to do with government policies.
Well, and not only policy, you know, part of it's policies, there's no question about it, but a lot of it's anti-business rhetoric. I mean, when you got the NLRB, one of the things I reminded people about last hour, Karen, is it's not just what they're doing to small businesses, which the Washington News is doing plenty of bad things to small businesses. But when they put their foot on the neck of big businesses, they hurt they're our customers, big businesses are.
Well, absolutely.
They're not spending money with us when the government is using anti-business rhetoric and policies.
Right. If it's bad for big business, it's bad for small business.
That's right.
Whether it's, you know, the regulations like Dodd-Frank, that went after the big banks, but have now, you know, that's trickled down to hurt the community bankers, and the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is going after a lot of small businesses. It's the NLRB and going after sort of quote unquote, you know, big franchises.
The franchises, absolutely.
Yes, like McDonald's and so I mean, look at, you're going after the individual franchise owners. And, you know, some of these other regulations, Jim, as late as last week, when the EPA finalized its Waters of the U.S. rule, which was supposedly done to clarify what is navigable waters, but now basically is regulating every puddle and standing piece of water on your property and on small business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just going to be, you know, horrible for property owners, for small business, for ranchers, et cetera, in terms of trying to get a permit
and
uh, from the EPA, the cost of it, the litigation that will go along with that for expansion.
Between the IRS and the NLRB and the FCC with the
Department of Labor. I mean, there are just things.
Every day there's a policy or an attack on the basic fundamental building blocks of our economy.
Exactly. And the administration is not done yet. I mean, a lot of this is going to be fought in the court, a lot of these regulations as they are right now.
Mr. Obama is losing a lot of those battles in the court, isn't he?
He's losing most of them.
But yes, here's the thing, Karen. The damage is already being done before it gets to the court.
Exactly, Jim.
That's what's sad, isn't it?
It is sad. I mean, we sort of have to go. I mean, sort of the damage is being felt right now, and it's going to take a long time just to recover, you know, from this regulatory damage. I mean, the carnage is on the streets right now on Main Street, and it's going to be felt for some time, and it's going to cost our economy in terms of lost businesses. As you know, Jim, new business creation in this country is in the pits, and quality jobs and yet
they want to raise minimum wage. what ball game are they watching, Karen?
I don't know, Jim. I don't know. I mean, that's one, again, of many issues and a lot of lost opportunities on tax reform and things like that will really, really help
Do you get the idea that President Obama cares that the economy is not doing well? I
just think he believes everything that he's doing is helping the middle class and is helping to make our economy more equitable and fair. You know all those words that he uses.
SBECouncil.org.
In all his initiatives.
So. SBECouncil.org is our website. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.